and the most important word you will ever say. Tonight's cheer is sponsored by Dr. Saul Lightman, DMD, and family. And the reason is? It is not a breath check. I was going to write that in the email, but I thought it was too chutzpahdik. I'm glad that you said it. In deference to Dr. Lightman, we are going to be starting. Oh, right. And for your lovely wife, I'm sure will be listening to this year. Just tell us, just to listen to the first 28 seconds. So the topic is obviously related to brachos, but it's quite important. And I realized the joke is that Elul this year is earlier than ever. But it is, really, because, of course, it's coming up next week, about Aleinu Latova. So we have to start already figuring out what we should be working on. So I thought that we would start a small topic, and that's the topic of Omein, which I am not sure why is very much neglected nowadays. And we've been talking about brachas for an entire year, Baruch Hashem, but Omein, as we'll see, is probably just as important. There's a wonderful Sefer book that is out, I have here, if anybody wants to purchase it now. It's called Just One Word, Amen, written by Esther Stern. Has some beautiful haskamas as well. It's a gorgeous book just to get anybody wants, has some extra time to get a little bit, read some stories of Amen and the power of Amen. So tonight's shiur is an introduction to Amen. We're going to discuss some real interesting halachas when it comes to Amen, which we won't discuss really tonight. Well, of course, I can't give a shiur without going into some halacha, so of course we will. But we'll see some very interesting sources about this inyan. I'll start off with a story that I take from the Sefer. A gorgeous story as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein's story. Listen to this story. There's a doctor who made Aliyah, who came to, obviously many years ago, who came to the hospital in Bnei Brak. And I don't know the exact details of the story, but there's a kolel there where they learn. The Kolo guys learn halacha l'maisa, but b'iyun mamish, all the halachas of medicine, different inyanim, so that they'd be able to paskin l'halacha. So the doctor comes, whatever he's learning there, I'm not sure exactly what the story is, and one of the, now who has become a graduate of this Kolo, started talking to him, and he said, you know, he tells him that he's a Baal Tshuva, and he says to him, so tell me, you know, I always want to know the story, that's a great story, right? How are you Baal Tshuva? What happened? What's the story? He goes, I gotta tell you a wonderful story. He was a doctor somewhere, and Nebuch, the Tzareinu Rabin, there was a patient who was very, very ill, to the point that unfortunately his days were numbered. And so they, many times, of course, in a hospital, so it's not they don't let one doctor paskin, so they have a meeting of all the doctors to figure out what they should do with this patient. So they saw that there was one procedure that they still can do, but they knew that this procedure would be very, very painful for the patient, and at best would let him, he would last another 6 months. So, of course, he's the one who has to approach the family. He's not a firm person at this point, and he approaches the family and he tells them what the options are right now. Either you let him go, and he can go any day, or you do this operation, it will be painful, and the recovery will be very difficult, maybe he'll have another 6 months. So they looked at each other almost the same time and said, we can't answer this question. So he thought, of course, the follow-up would be, we want a second opinion. No, we want to speak to the Gadol HaDor of Moshe Feinstein. So he was very, very, thought it was unbelievable that this is, they're asking their rabbi. He was Jewish. He understood that. So he said, if you don't mind, you know, it's going to be much easier if I explain to him the intricacies of the situation. I'll come with you. So he writes that the only reason he was coming is because he thought the thing was so crazy that he'd go to a rabbi. What is he going to know about it? Fine. So he goes into Rav Moshe's office, they meet, they explain the situation, he explains the intricacies of the procedure, what he has, so on and so forth, and all of a sudden, Rav Moshe starts hysterically crying. So he writes, not only does he cry, he goes mamish, uncontrollable for 20 minutes. He doesn't know who this person is, he never met, 20 minutes crying. This doctor says, you know, this is the one thing as a doctor that you learn to not have any feelings anymore. He couldn't believe that this great rabbi was crying, mamish, crying. So he says, I can't answer the question right now, come to me tomorrow morning. Comes to him the next morning, Rav Moshe said, I thought about it, the intricacies of the procedure, I think it's very important that you go ahead with the procedure, because just think about, if it's only 6 months that he's going to live, think about the amount of times that he'll be able to say, Amen. He realized that this person, Nebuch, might not even be to the state, the weakness, he might even be able to say, Brachos, he'll be answered to Amen. And he says, everybody knows that each Amen a person says, adds a Malach HaGoel, he adds an angel that is going to protect him. And in that course, he should be able to live even longer than the 6 months. And the doctor says, lo and behold, the person lived a good number of years past, of course, the 6 months. So, and he said this was a great inspiration that he saw of Moshe, who not only answered the question, but had such feeling in it, and about this Amen. So that's one story that she tells that we'll start off with. Maybe we'll say a few more if we have a chance. I don't want to tonight get into the many mystical sources. I want to look at really what the Mefarshim tell us and the Halacha tells us about Amen. We could go into different gematrias. The Amen is 91. There are many different things. The Meiri writes this. This is amazing. The Meiri writes in Shabbos Kuf Yates. We'll see the Gemara in a moment. That it's Amen is Yud Kei Vav Kei and Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud together. It's the Korach of Amen. All these different things we'll see. But I want to get to the pshat, the pashut understanding of this. So the Gemara says in Shabbos of Kuf Yud Ches, the source number one, as follows. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, kol ha'one amen yeheshme rabba, mivarch b'chol kocho. Whoever says amen yeheshme rabba with all, we'll see in a moment what that means, b'chol kocho, with all of his might, let's call it, korim gezar dino. A person is korim gezar dino. Whatever bad is going to happen, it's korim gezar din, the bad things. Shenamar, there's a pasuk says, and they quote based on a pasuk and show him, this idea. Right, that the Peronios will leave Bnei Yisrael, it's because of this Yehesh Me'rabah. Then the Gemara quotes, and the Gemara says, so if a person thought that this is only talking about Amen Yehesh Me'rabah, so that's not true. We know that the Yehesh Me'rabah is something that we take very, very seriously. But the truth is, it's by every Amen, the Gemara continues. Sure, please. Tell us. I'll show you the Miri.
Yeah, you came up this 26.
There's a famous mimer where there's a famous mimer from the So on that note, I'll tell you on that note, I understood why you wanted me to tell a story. So there was a bunch of yeshivish guys, Litvaks, that wanted to make fun of the Rebbe. So they wanted to go to a Hasidish something and see what shtickle Torah they learned. The whole time, what are they doing? Fine. So they go in to listen to the shtickle Torah. And the Rebbe goes off and he says, the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. He says, what do we learn from this pasuk? And he goes, and he's mefurish, and he says of gematrias, and he says, look, if we take the yud kei vav kei equals 20, and the guy stops, and goes, we got to get out of here. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He goes, the first thing, he goes, look at this first gematria he uses. He said that yud kei vav kei equals what, 26? Can't be. Yud, kuf, right, but, doesn't equal. Okay. So far? So the Gemara says, continues, it's not only Yehesh Mei Rabba. Amr v'chiyah ba'abba, amr yochan afilu. It's v'shem eshel v'odazor ha'moichem lo. Unbelievable. We'll see much more about this. A person who has a shemetz of v'odazor, Rabbi Isai, when it says shemetz of v'odazor, I'm only saying it because Elul's a week away. It might not only mean that Mamashi does a little bit of a v'odazor. Right? There's something called a v'odazor. What do we call when you bow down to, what do they call that? No, I'm not going to go to television. A person bows down to an idol. So there are other forms of idols as well, including a television show of that name. But there are other idols. Nebuch, we call idols. You can see, there's other forms. And that I would call shemes of Avodah Zarah. Different types of Avodah Zarah that we follow. Meichem lo, right? Unbelievable, based on this pasuk as well. I'm a revelation of Kolona Amen. B'chol kocho posim shar gan eden. This idea, a person who says Amen, just the words Amen, they open shar gan eden. Wow. And the pasuk says in Yeshaya Chavav, Tischu Sharim Vayavu Goy Tzedek Shmor Me'emunim. Actually, the Gemara will see that it comes from the Yalkut Shimoni. Says this idea that the pasuk says at the end of days that the Shari Yavo, when Mashiach will come, Goy Tzedek Shmor Me'emunim. What does Shmor Me'emunim mean? Who's going to be? It's going to be somebody who's Shmor Me'emunim, who's Shmor the Emunis Hashem. No, Zok. What we say, Al Sikrei Shmor Me'emunim Ela Shom Shomrim Amen. Wow. That who's going to be that person? The person has to be somebody who is Isaac in answering Amen. My Amen Amar Kel Melech Neman. Famous line that one of the lines of when we say Amen is believing that Hashem is El Melech Ne'eman, that He is the all-powerful King. Fine. First important point, Rashi, Zuk Rashi. Rashi says, B'chol Kocho, B'chol Kavanoso. Very important halacha, Paskin in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch. B'chol Kocho does not mean that a person should say, Amen, Yehey! No, that's not true. It's very nice.
Some people
say. Okay, it's very nice, but that's, if it's going to disturb other people, that is not what B'chol Kocho means. That's not the idea of the Gemara. Okay. Now, if you're in a yeshiva and everybody does that, so then that's not going to bother anybody. But b'chol kocho means kavanoso. He has to understand what he's saying. Fine. Then we said, right, before Peronios, he explains the pasuk, he says, Gitzel, all is Peronios, right, all these different things. Okay? Then he says, Kalmel Flamon, Kach Meid Aboire Shehu Kalmel Flamon. Right? You're giving Eidos to the Rabbanu Sholom. We'll see there are two types of barakas that a person answers to. One is the barakah where he's being Yoyser, let's say Shimon Esrei. And then there's Stama barakah, somebody makes a Moiti Lechem and Aris, and a person says, Amen, he's not being Yoyser, Shakom, the Ebbavar, Amen. Each time we'll see what exactly that has to mean. Zak Toysos in source number 3, Kol Ona Amen Yehesh Meirabi Chol Kocho, Perish Bechol Karmoso. That's what Rashi says. Of the Yesh, so Psikosim Yemaitis Rabbi Yishmael, we learn out Ben Elisha, the Da'amar Hasam, Kishi Yisrael Nechnosim Lebet Knithios. We learn from this maimer that if a person who goes to shul, the omrim yeheshmei rabo mivorech v'kol rab mivatel gezeros kashas. The same idea that we learn out, this idea that if a person goes ahead and he goes to shul and he says yeheshmei rabo, so he's going to mivatel all the bad things that are supposed to happen to him. I don't think so. You're saying Omer of some Kiyosel and the Chazan based because of your Omer yourself. No, I don't think. I mean, the Halacha certainly doesn't say that. I don't think the Torah is meaning to argue on Rashi over here. I don't think so. Omer of Yechaninia Melech Ne'eman Tzarech Laharer Bo B'Shash Omer Amen. Obviously, a person should not say Kel Melech Ne'eman. He should say Amen, but this is what he should be thinking of. So, Amen, it's difficult. We said it's not a joke. The most important word you ever say, because it's a word. I thought maybe we're getting in trouble because, you know, as parents, we tell our kids, thank you is the most important word, right? Or sorry, maybe. But thanks is not good enough. We spoke about last week. Thank you. Okay, this is one word. Why? Because you have to have so much kavana. It's not just an amen. It's kamel chneman. It's always a different thing. So we see the first important point is that there is some hidden meaning to amen that really helps us out over here when it comes to gozer gezar dino. Mialka Shimoni points it out unbelievably beautifully as follows. Source number 4, on the pasuk that we quoted, so he quotes some of what we've said already. Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Ona Amim, Kol Chocha, Poskim Lo Shari Gan Eden. Shenev Repulsor Sha'arim, Right Al Tiku Shomri Amunim, Ella Sha'omrim Amen. But then he says like this, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kel Melech Ne'eman, the Amri Lei, Ata Melech Ne'eman, Katin Eimasai, Hu Ba, listen to this. Ready this? How is a katan? Listen to this question, and I believe this question is asked. Some of the poskim asked this. I don't remember which of them. I thought it's even in the Mishnah Berurah, if I'm not mistaken. It says that how do we know that a katan can go to Olam Haba? What's the shail over here? What did a katan do to deserve Olam Haba? Tani Mishum Rabbi Meir, Ma'isa Shomer Amen Shenamar Pishu Sharim V'Yavu Goy Tzedek Shomer Amunim Al Tikru Shomer Amunim El Shomer Amen. Right, so a person, what is his chus? The chus of the katan is the katan's day and night. He's saying amen. We teach him to say amen. So most amen, amen. So we teach him to say amen after brachas, even if he's not at the level to say the brachas. Right, Rahman al-Islam. Right, this is obviously on a level we don't understand. But Rahman al-Islam, so the child is a very, very young child. He doesn't have. He can't even mouth the words brachas Hashem et Hashem. What does he know how to say? He knows how to say amen. So the child doesn't say amen. He's already done mitzvahs. Right. Okay. There's other levels to understand this. Then the Yaakov Shimoni says something, wow. Listen to this. If you thought this was interesting. This is certainly. So he says in the next paragraph, Al tiku shomri amunim ella, shomri mamen. Shebishvil amen echad, she'oinim rishoy mitoch gehenim. Right? A person is nitzila mitochah. How do we know this? Zuck the Yaakov Shimoni. We learn that if one amen has the koyach to take people out of gehenim, how can this be? Listen to the story. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lihi Ois Yosheh, B'Gan Eden, V'Doresh. The Ribbono Shel Olam is going to be in Gan Eden, and he's going to be giving a shir, right? Right? You think that it's so amazing you have a shir from Rabbi Hartstein? The Ribbono Shel Olam, right? Right? Lo Moloch, Lo Sarof, right? Yo, there'll be big sponsors of that one, right? Fish will be awesome. So he says, V'chein HaTzadikim Yosh Lufanam, all the Tzadikim listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam shir, right? I'm sure it'll be a million tapes, right? And Lufana B'chol, right? Pamli Shomali Omdim Rabbeleim, and all the different sarim will be standing up, right? Then it says V'chama Mezilos Miyamino Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Ulufana Kachem Mismala. Right on the right side will be the different mezolos, the different zodiacs, and will be on this side. Lecham will be on one side, and then the Lufana on the other side with the Kachem. Fine. The Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev V'Dorish Torah. Right, he's doing Mechad, he's doing Chedush, he's going to quote from Kivi Eger, he's going to Rav Chaim, okay, whatever. And we also need to take on Mashiach. That's what Mashiach is going to teach us. The Kaven, Shishimu HaGadah, then he's going to say, Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Oymer, Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lazakos HaShrael, the Pesach HaTorim Mitzvot, whatever he's going to say. And then Zerubbabel is going to come, and he's going to say Kaddish. He's going to say, Yizkadel, Yizkadel, Shemay Rabu, or whatever. I don't know how they're going to say it. Yizkadel, Yizkadel, Shemay Rabu. Whatever it is, Vekolo, Hoylech, Umaysi, Va'oylem HaSofa. The way he's going to say it is going to be so loud, everybody's going to hear, V'chol Boi Oylam, Kulam Oylam Amen. Everybody's going to say Amen to this. V'af Roshoi, right, who else is going to say Amen to this? Roshoi, Yisrael, the Tzadik, Oyver Alilim, right? Not only the Tzadik, but the Oyver Alilim is also going to say it, Yisrael, the Gehenim, Oynim, V'omrim, Amen, Mitoch, Gehenim, they're going to hear this in Gehenim, and those that are on the worst level in Gehenim, they're going to say Amen to this, Yisgadol, Yisgadash. There's going to be a pandemonium, a lot of commotion. What is going on? Why do I hear all these fireworks? What's going on? They're going to say, I'll tell you what the noise is. Elu Rishay Yisrael v'tzadikei over the lilim shishoyv gan edem shoynim amrein. We're talking about them. Interesting point, by the way. Who were these people? The Rishayim of Yisrael, those Jews, and the tzadikim of the Ovod Kochavim. Right? Not Stam, anybody. Okay, just keep that in mind. And then what's going to happen? They're the ones, right? They are saying it. And he says Miyad Misgalim Rachim Shal Kol Shporo. Wow! They answered. Amen. The Rabbanu Shalom says, bring them upstairs. The Omer Ma Aseh Lahem Yoiser Al, right? What am I going to do? Bring them upstairs, and he brings them with the Sadiqim, they're all together for one Amen. Unbelievable, Zot Yalkut Shimoni. What an unbelievable story. The Shlo also says this. The Shlo in Yunik Tefillah says in source number 5, basically on the Zohar, but this is much easier to read than the Zohar. Mishum Mikam Lechol Bracha Bracha. Shiyote mifnei mifiv hamivarech laona amen mikamraso kedino gorim lamala kedusha harbe maod sheferav tov lechol haolam. Right, person who has kavana on all the brachas and on the amens of the brachas, so great things are going to happen to him. Gorim lamala is kedusha level, harbe maod is going to have shefa, v'rav tov lechol haolamas. Right, not just for him, for other things. Ki uposeach hamakor elyon mokor chayim. Unbelievable lashon. He's going to be opening up this makor chayim, right? That this is like the quintessential point of why we're around is for this amen. That kol yorei v'shamayim mimal, right? He's alluding to this idea of the yalkut shemoni as well, right? And there's a simcha goreim ploni zeh over melech, right? Unbelievable thing. As we said before, posku sha'arim is going to open up gates that we don't even know about. An unbelievable idea. So the Shla, the Yalkut Shimoni, even the Gemara itself brings these great things. So let's do one more story, and then we'll get a little bit to halacha. This story is told, and it's in really a story about the Lavush. We quote the Lavush a lot. Lavush was one of the original disciples of halacha. I don't know the exact reason why, to speak to more of a historian, why it's not as popular. Right? There's a lot of interesting ideas we know when we try to look up halacha, so hopefully we don't just open up, whatever it is, Shmir Shabbos Kehilchoso, the 39 halachas, and say, okay, that's what it says. So when we investigate a sugya, so generally, if we're looking at the halacha, so we look at Shulchan Aruch, we look at Ramah, we look at Mishnah Berurah. That's the mazel that those articles have had. Tor, the Beis Yosef, and the Bach, right, and all these not as popular. Orach HaShulchan, not as popular. Have you heard Rabbi Kaplan when he spoke this week, spoke about the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan was someone who did not receive as much credit as he should, but he was considered one of the last Poskim Hador, and he told over that Rav Henkin would say that any time the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Orach HaShulchan, 100% we go with the Orach HaShulchan, which is certainly not what many people do. Right? And again, he wasn't as well accepted. So some could argue he wasn't as well accepted because the Orach HaShulchan, what? Right. Right, so sometimes, he's got his kulas, but also he could because he didn't have the mazel of being smart and putting out a Mishnah Berurah that's on the Shulchan Aruch. You have everything on the same page. Whoever gets on the same page generally is the most popular. So the same thing with the Lavush, the Eliyahu Rabba, these are the original ones that are not as popular. But then he tells over the story of Lavush, you would think for a moment, maybe we should follow Lavush. This is actually in the Lavush itself, although I have a Lavush, Baruch Hashem, although I cannot find it. Somebody, I saw the Maor Mochem says b'sof halavush in a hilchos Orach Chaim. I don't know what that means. I couldn't find it. But so Kama Chaim tells us over. So we'll summarize the story somewhat. The levush it tells over in source number 6. The levush Reb Mordechai Yaffe Baal Levushim. The reason called Baal Levushim is because it's not he has each of the svarim on each mesech is called something else. We call the levush is a slang. He has levush hamalchus. Levush Hadar, all these different things, something on the parsha, everything is called Levush something. So the Levush says as follows, this story. He went to visit his Rebbe in a certain town, Harav Ha'uvav, the Rebbe that he loved, Lama Mimeno Chachma Ikar, V'Ikar, he learned so many different things, the Ikarim from him, and there he goes into the house, Shehai Yasham Tino, there was a little child, and so the child was making a bracha, and so the child makes a bracha. Haim Yoshrim ve'achol priyecha mevarach boy priyeh b'kol ram. The ona kol b'nei b'nei beis amen. Everybody answered amen on this bracha. Hatinuk right. That going Rav Mordechai Yofis, so he didn't lo on amen. Whatever it was, he didn't answer amen. We'll see. There might be some halacha mice if we get to it. We'll talk about the customs amen, and he didn't say it. And this Rebbe, his Rebbe, that learned Ikari Torah from, what did he do? Listen to this, this is pretty strict. So what did he do? Rabbi Hanal, Kashya Ra, Shalo Ono, Amen, Al Brotha Tatinok. What did he do? He was upset. Kas Allah, Kas Godol, V'haya Mineder, he made a neder, that if for 30 days, he doesn't want to hear from him, doesn't want anything to do with him. Pretty bad. So what? After the 30 days, he went to the Rebbe, the Lohaya wrote there, Limcholo, he didn't want to forgive him. It's unbelievable, right? What did he do? He didn't make a child bracha, a big deal. So he says, Yazateta, in the more clearer paragraph, in the last paragraph, he says, no, She'ov gedola me'ovecha, I love you, right? My love for you is unbelievable. Yoyser, mi'bini, more than my sons. Hopefully his sons can see this. Aval teda, but you should know, Nimonish ayita, I couldn't believe it, that you didn't answer amen. Chayv Nisa, B'Shah Shalom, in Yisra, Amen. You're Chayv Nisa, Al-Birchot Tidok, Al-Be'emnes, and Imochel Chabot. Okay, I'm going to forgive you. And then he told him the story. How do we know this? Tells over a story about the Gezerah that happened was because somebody didn't say Amen, and he goes on about these different things about Amen. So, new. These are the only stories we're going to tell tonight. They're pretty strict stories, and they're about Amen. Normally, when you hear these stories, so you think they're all about different schools. This is something that we have to focus on as well. We are so into, so attached to different schoolas to bring different reasons, right? So, you know, people run for brachas for tzaddikim. It's a great thing. So some of the tzaddikim will tell them, I'm going to give you a bracha, but it's on the Tanai, X, Y, and Z, right? It's not stan that we just go for brachas or that the person should do a person really nevach. Whatever the situation is, they want his chus for parnas and having a problem parnas or refu, whatever it is. So what do? They start calling on the phone that they should, I don't know, 40 people should make a challah together. Right? Great skula. Halacha, where does it say? 40, what it is, or they should bake the key in the challah, it's a skula, whatever. They should go, they're having shidduchim problems, go 40 days to the kotel, and then they're shilas, they're receivers, they have to go, all these different things. Great skulas are great, but there are some skulas that aren't skulas. They're mamish halachas. So first thing I'll say is a very close friend of mine, no, a very close Rebbe of mine, I almost said friend, I'm sorry, So he told me the following story. He said that there was somebody who called him up on speakerphone, which is always nice for a rabbi, but I think the guy told him he was on speakerphone. He said, "Rabbi, we have a question," so on and so forth. Fine. So they said the question. He answered the question, and the husband's about to hang up. "Thank you so much, Rabbi." He could hear in the background the wife is very upset. She might not even be saying anything, you could hear already. She's all upset. So he picks up the phone, the guy picks up the phone, and he goes, "You know, I'll tell you the truth, Rabbi, you know, this is not the answer we were looking for." So he says, "You know, my wife, she doesn't really want to do this, whatever, whatever." So he says to her, "Do me a favor, tell your wife it's not the halacha, it's just a special school that you should do this." He tells his wife that, she goes, "Oh, I'll do it, no problem. Halacha, no, I don't want to hear it." But, so, tell over the story in the name of the Baba Stalin. Baba Stalin is a great tzaddik, Rabbi Abu Chasera. His son now is a big mekubal as well. He only died in, I think, 1984, 1986. So he was known that, right, we don't understand these things. So listen to this story. So you know that the stories that they tell over, the Baba Sali, all these different stories, there's always a story that somebody went for a bracha, and they went for a bracha, and they got the answer to the bracha, and you know, they got a shidduch, they got married, but all these stories. Listen to this story. Nebuchadnezzar was a family. It's not an amazing story, because the result is amazing, but you'll see. So it was a family. Nebuchadnezzar couldn't have children many years, and he was not a Sephardish person. Baba Sali, of course, was. He went to all the rebbes he can go to. He went to Sadiqi, nothing's working. So finally, they live in Haifa. They're about to go to America to go to fertility treatment. So someone tells them, "Have you gone to the Baba Sali yet?" "I'm not Shaykh, whatever." "Go to the Baba Sali." They go, they travel all the way to the Baba Sali. Baba Sali gives them a bracha. They go for the fertility treatment. Guess what? Right? Pregnant. End of the story, right? No. Nebuch. 2 months later, she loses the baby. This whole family is distraught. This is worse than even not becoming pregnant, to become pregnant, to lose the baby of Manol and Slan. She goes back to the Baba Sali, very upset. "Because you gave me the last bracha. What's going on here?" He goes, "Rebbe." He goes, "Okay, 1 second. No problem." Goes over to his trusted shamish. "Do me a favor. Go to shul. Get my talis." Fine. As he's going to get the talis, he gets somebody else. He goes, "Do me a favor. Bring in 9 other people here." Whatever, 8 other people. Fine. So now everybody comes. He goes, "Listen, the shamash is coming back with my talis. I'm going to put my talis on. I'm going to say the bracha l'sate petitis. I want the omein b'kol kolcho. I want you to have kavona. I want you to think. You know what? I'm making this part up. Bring in a few more people. I don't trust all of you." Right? Bring in, okay, now everybody. At least I want 10 people to have the kavona omein. Kel melech ne'eman. Fine. Baba Sali brings in all the people. He makes the bracha. Svarish person can make a bracha. And they all say omein. Right? And he goes, to that day, 9 months later to that day, they had the baby. And Baruch Hashem, everything's fine. So he said that whatever it is, again, this is the whole point. We don't understand. So this is another thing we just don't understand. Sardin, all these things. Mamish, unbelievable ideas. Things that we didn't realize before. So we're looking for things to do, ways to be mesakein. So one of the things we should look at is this beautiful thing of amen. Here are some few halachas we should learn from amen. Source number 7, Kuf Chav Dalet, V'yona amen achar kol bracha. Bain oisam sheyitzu yidei tefillah, bain oisam shlo yotzu. A person shouldn't think, Zofi Shulchan Aruch, it's only amen, it's only when you have to be yotzu something. A person saying kiddush, he has to answer amen because you want to eat. No, even not. A person is making stomach a bracha shei amen. Ubekavana sheyikavim b'libo. Right? You say b'kavana, and a kavana b'libo, emes. What should he think, b'libo? Emes hi habrocha shivira chamavarech. Ve'anim uman zeh. Right? I'm mayid. I believe what he's saying. It's true. Fine. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, on this simon, chof dalet, ayin be'chaya adam, klal vav is actually on the last source. We probably won't have time to go into it. Shekas zikevim be'ah, right? A person who says, b'aniso omein, gam alma she'omer ha'mevarech, baruch ato Hashem, the Hainu Sha'omra Hashat, Baruch Atosha Mogen Avram, Yikovein Ha'olne Es Ha'omein, Omein Shehi Mivorach, Shem Hashem, Shehi Mogen Avram. So that not only should he have this Kel Nema, and that he's Meyit, but he has to understand what he's saying. The Bracha is Mogen Avram. He's saying Omein that he believes in Mogen Avram. Not just he's Meyit, that Rabbanu Shalom is Kel Melech Nema. He's saying, Ata Choynim Das, Baruch Atosha Hashem, Choynim Hadas. His amen is going that I believe that the Rabbanu Shalom is Chonin Das. He's refined, whatever it is. Fine. Then Mishabur and Chafei. Emesi. Zel Bracha Hoda. This is Hoda. This is like a, amen is like a Bruch Shamar, Yishtabach, Gal Yisrael. Aber viele sagen, sie kommen emetu, gam ani mispala shi ya rossen shikuyim dover zeh. Right? Again, another thing. If you're being yoyse zayin, that the Baruch Hashem says, I want to be makai in this. The choyin hadas. I want das. I want refoein. Okay. Again, he gives the example that I gave about the choyin hadas. Uvaket shark, right, shi kabin al ha'asid lavo. Right? There's a lot of things a person has takavana for. Then he quotes the name of the Prima Gadim. I think we know this quite well. Right? This is something that unfortunately happens a lot, right? Especially with Chazan, he says, a lot of times nobody even says Amen, right? But they say Amachazir Shechinasa Letzion Modim Anachnulach, right? Nobody says Amen, or they say Amen Modim Anachnulach. You have to make a pause between that. Of course, the famous, we've said before, the famous Chow Mein Nebuch, the Chow Mein Bracha by Rosh Chodesh and all the holidays, Hamavarach Hasamo Yisrael Bashamein, right? Because that's the way it goes. That he has to say Shalom, and then you say Amen, not Shalmein. It's not part of the service. So he brings us a halacha, right? Right? Shnei omen biyachad. We'll do some of these halachas. Then I quoted in source number 9 in Kuf. I'm sorry, Reish Tes Vav. Hashomei echam yisom mevarich echas mikol abrachos. Avo pisha lo shomei akulo mitzchila atzofo. Avo pisha eno chayv osa bracha chayv lanos omen. There's going to be an interesting discourse in a halacha when exactly a person is chayv to hear omen. For example, if I'm watching my wedding video and I hear Rav Goldberg saying the brachas under the chuppah, do I have to say omen to that? It's a wedding video. I'm listening to a tape. I'm listening to argument's sake. I'm listening to the keynotes online and they're saying a bracha. They're not, do I have to answer omen? All these different things. That's going to be the question. So here the Shulchan Aruch says that even if you don't even hear the beginning part, but you hear the end of it, you know what the bracha is, you say amen. There's different, again, there's different machloikas and halacha with the Kaf HaChayim in the Rashi part in source number 12 discusses the machloikas ha'achorinim on this, Beis Yosef and then the Rosh and others. Fine. There are certain people who we don't answer amen. Obviously, if a person's making a bracha, we should not say amen to. If a person is making a bracha who doesn't believe in the Rabbanu Shalom, certainly somebody who's not Jewish, we shouldn't say a bracha to it. So, okay, fine.
My answer to that question.
Yes.
Your thought process is actually you believe or you want to believe. So if you're hearing it on tape, you can't say I want to believe in past tense.
Right. Right.
Right.
If we have time, we'll go into that. I don't know if it'll be one of the amen, because I don't want everybody to get tired of amen. But yeah, that's going to be the question. Rosh Hashanah is coming up. That's going to be the question. If a person now is a person got married 10 years ago, so what's this amen going on? So maybe you could just say he's being right. He hears the bracha from his great sainted rabbi, and so he wants to say amen that he breathes Kel Melech Ne'aman. Could be too. That's the question going to be by Atino. So here he's discussed in source number 10 is the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Matzei, in the first chelak, so he says like this. I should have underlined the important part. He says like this. He says something interesting that kind of in the middle. It says l'chein sarach la'onos b'kol. He has to answer it out loud. K'day sh'yushma ha'mavurach. Right, we have to listen to the person. G'am sarach sh'yikavin ha'mavurach la'seh v'dei chavoso. That you're being yoyseh the bracha, and then he's the amen, af yizari ha'oneh shalo yorim kolo. The halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishnah Berurah says this, that your voice should not be louder than the person who made the bracha. The Hazor HaKadosh says, hechmir me'od, be'onus ha'shomeh ha'bracha sovi en on amen, as we know. L'chein imam mevarech al eze davar la'atma roi, listen to this. The Zohar says that if a person is going to be making a bracha, and he knows that ha'shomeh mezalzlim, be amen, and they're not going to answer amen. Toshi baruch belachas. Today shalom yishma brachos v'yavoy lidei michshol. So that the Zohar says, based on the Ben Ishchai says, based on the Zohar, that if a person knows that people are not going to answer amen, you shouldn't say it out loud. This way, they won't be michshol. They never heard the brachas, so they won't have a problem. Okay. Levush also over here in source number 11 quotes Hashemaya brachu mipi acher tzorach leonos acher of amen. Kol brachu v'gushemaya. Fine. Godol ha'ona amen yoser min amavarech. He says something startling as well. That the person who says Amen is on a higher level than the person who even made the bracha, because he's mesik u'mekayim what was just said, and he believes emes v'yatsiv. Unbelievable. Fine. So what we've seen is, I do believe, something new, something different, and that is that we should try our best to have the appropriate kavana. This is... Yeah. Right, so we say, right, so that's the way he starts off, right, the Ben Ishchai. Ein adam oinim amein acha v'chosof. Ella, right, because it's considered to be very haughty. Hopefully we will have a discussion about the famous Bodei Barachim of Yerushalayim Amen. The Svardim say a lot of Amen, right? I think after Yishtabach they answer Amen. We'll see where that comes from and why that would be so. That's a very interesting idea in Halacha as well.
They can say that to Baruch Hu also, don't they?
Not that I know of.
No?
They say then, they say by Yishtabach, they say, Baruch Shem, I think. Yachid Gerhei Olamim Amen. I think so, yeah. So, I should have to go into my five. Yeah, that's how I remember. So, yeah, so we've seen this is a very important idea. That and just one point, because I know since I started preparing, so I don't want people to, you know, I don't want to be considered a heretic. So I have to practice what I preach, at least for a week. And so I've been very careful, something that I noticed that I'm not careful with, and that is that... the Amen specifically of Kaddish, we know we have to be very careful. So a person shouldn't be oisik in doing anything else during Kaddish. This often, unfortunately, comes when a person is finishing davening. So, of course, it's quite obvious that he's going to be staying for the entire davening. And at the last part of davening, I hope everybody knows, there are people who say Kaddish after Aleinu and the Shir Shalyom. So during that section... So a person generally, he's busy. He's taking his tefillin off. He's saying tehillim. He's saying whatever he's doing. So the question is that appropriate? During Amen Yehi Rava, I saw one hector, I think from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He says, okay, nu, if you want to say after when he's saying Yehi Shlomo Rava Mishmaya, so then already maybe if you want to start taking your tefillin, that would be okay. But that's something we should be cognizant of. All the brachas. We know Chazar Sashat, and so if we're doing anything, I mean, Tavachom about talking. I was going to bring in the Mishnah Berurah this week. I decided not to. Where he talks about the importance of saying Amen, and he says, and somebody who talks, you know, he says, well, what's the importance of not doing anything during Chazal Shas? And then he gives that, right, that terrible line about people who talk during Chazal Shas, and the guy goes to Gan Eden, and he's got the thing on his head, right, he's green, because, not because he was a frog, but because he was talking during different portions, one of them during Shemot Esrei. We've seen here, though, the importance of how we should, this really, mamash could change our lives, if we take a moment and we understand. And then a person, there are so many schools that a person runs to. We spoke about that idea, and what I spoke about a few weeks ago between Mincha Ma'ariv, this idea of the checking of the mezuzos and all these different things. So, okay, I'm not saying that that's not important, but then a person says, okay, how can I better my life? How can I change my life? It's a very important idea that when it comes to the time of Elulzman, so we're supposed to accept upon ourselves doing something different, right? Doing something that we don't do all year. Right, so small things, small changes. Now, I'm not talking about the big changes. Small changes, this year is going to be different. How is it going to be different? So one easy way of doing that, right, is that each year, a person just says, just as an example, because I heard this over, so I think it's important, is that Birchas HaMazon, Midaraisa. Okay, I'm now Birchas HaMazon, I'm going to try my best, as we're going to do in a few moments, I'm going to say it only from a bencher. Midaraisa, only from a bencher. So one other thing is that I'm going to have more kavana when I say Amen. You're not making a nezer that every single Amen for the rest of your life you're going to have. But I'm going to be more cognizant of the Amen. This is what the Rabbanu Sha'olam wants from us when we accept upon ourselves. How are we going to change our year? What are we going to do differently? So I think this is one area where we certainly can concentrate on. As we be concentrating the whole year on brachos, we should have this chus that by answering Amen, there's so many chusim that we can have here, but it should be geizer gezar dinam, that it should rip away the bad things that are supposed to happen, and the Mirza Hashem, it should be tsech gan eden, for us to see Mashiach's and Kano, and of course be Mechaper al Kol Adonis Klal Yisrael.
Amen.